Hey, honey.
So, I am back at my parents' house for the holidays. I'm back in my childhood bed with all my old stuffed animals everywhere, and I've got an old high school t-shirt on. And my parents are a couple of doors down, but we don't have to worry about them. But anyway, I was lying here, and I was thinking maybe a good way to introduce myself would be a little bit of an introduction to two of my most favoritest things, which are any sort of outer course, so grinding, fully clothed, and etching. So I'm just gonna get my fingers a little wet. Tell you a little bit about how I came to be this way, if you don't mind. So here we go. Okay, my hands are cold. So when I was young, maybe like 12, 13, or maybe even a little younger than that, I didn't really know what sex was, you know, obviously. I think that's fairly normal. Maybe we'll count that one as a half. Just reading all your comments has made me really excited to record this. Anyway, I didn't know what sex was. I just knew that the friction when I rubbed my thighs together, or when I kind of pressed my hand down over my crotch, felt really, really good. And I knew vaguely that that wasn't a good thing. I mean, obviously, sex is a good thing, but it was considered dirty, you know, and there was something about between the legs of boys and girls, there was something about those two that was different. Sorry, I'm getting my finger a little wetter and a little warmer. It's cold in here. So anyway, when I was touching myself, always over my panties, over my little shorts, I didn't know what to think about. I didn't know what boys looked like down there. I barely even knew what I looked like down there. So I just pictured our pelvises just grinding together and just making that friction, until this wonderful feeling came over me. And, you know, baby Rosie, that's called an orgasm. Should we round that up to two? Let's round that up to two. You know, I'm gonna digress from the point of this audio very briefly. If any of my ladies listening to this have just trouble edging, I used to edge and I would get close and then I would back off and my clit would just go numb and I couldn't get back up again, you know, to the edge. Once I figured out how to make, like, penetration with my fingers feel good, like what I'm doing right now, I found it was a lot easier to edge because I didn't have to stimulate my clit to get close. Three. So anyway, from a very young age, you know, the only thing I associated with pleasure was kind of that grinding feeling, you know, rubbing my thighs together, rubbing my hand over my crotch. It was just a very diffuse feeling, you know, not localized, not like, you know, directly touching a clitoris. And the the desire for that persists to this day. So now we fast forward, and I'm older, and I still... Four? It's been a while. And I still associate that kind of indirect kind of grinding sensation as like the ultimate kind of pleasure. But obviously, you know, I was older and my tastes were more refined and I knew what, you know, was down there. And just, you know, from... I'm the child of the internet, so, you know, I could... There were resources, let's just say that. So, just kind of outer course grinding, just that friction wasn't quite enough to make me orgasm. But I discovered this wonderful, wonderful thing. Sometimes it feels really good not to come. Thus began my obsession with edging. Oh, I lost count. I don't know. I really need to come. I really need to come. Oh, I wanted this video to be longer. I'm sorry, honey. Anyway, nice to meet you.